Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to second for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Goodman reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallo who is chasing the ball. Parnell reaches third base with a triple. Vollmer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parnell scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Zernial scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Parnell takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Parnell moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Parnell moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Hatfield moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallow. Vollmer reaches second base with a double. Hatfield scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a pop-up towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Zerniel goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Red Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.